Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
On DAB+, online, via the TalkSport app, and on your smart speaker.
Exclusive international cricket live, the West Indies versus England.
Oh my goodness, what a shot, and the runs are flowing.
On TalkSport 2.
Hi everybody and a warm welcome to our coverage of the third test match of England's tour of the Caribbean. Yes, West Indies and England in Grenada, a move from Barbados. Two difficult games in Antigua and Barbados, given the pitches that they played on. We can say that England's tour of the Caribbean so far has been one for the purest. 10 days of attritional cricket interspersed with flashes of, well, hopeful brilliance, but nothing yet to show in the ledger for either side's efforts. Could this be about to change as Grenada prepares to host a test match for only the fourth time in the ground's 23-year international history? The rumours from the Spice Island are of spicier times in store. We're tempering our expectations, but our hopes are high. In fact, I tell you what, we're ready. I think we can go to the middle now. Is that right, Mr. Producer, sir? Yes, Samuel Badry's out there with the captains.
And all to play for, both previous matches ending in stalemates. It means, therefore, that this one is a winner-take-all. It's my pleasure to introduce both captains, Craig Brathwaite, captain of the West Indies, Joe Root, captain of England, and, of course, the always charming and besuited match referee, Sir Richie Richardson, to oversee proceedings. Craig, you've got the coin. Why don't you give it a flick?
Heads was the call.
Heads was a call, tails it is. Means, therefore, Craig Brathwaite has won the toss. Craig, what are you going to do first and why?
We're going to have a bowl first. Just some moisture around. Obviously, pitch has on a decent layer of grass, so, you know, it's key to utilise it.
And you would have good memories here. The last time you played against England, of course, you got that century. Looking forward to more of the same?
Well, yeah, I mean, the key for me is, you know, getting the foundation for my team. That's all, I'll be focused on.
And you're playing 11 for today. Any changes?
Just one change. Mirrors comes in for Permal.
Thank you very much, Craig.
Thanks.
Joe Root can make his way to the microphone. Joe, your first innings in the first test, you got over 300. First innings in the second test, over 500 runs. That's a pleasing sign for you as well, as you look to build on that.
Yeah, definitely. We've done a lot of good stuff throughout the series. We're getting better and better all the time, so it's really important that we keep looking to build, as you say.
And in terms of your memory here, your last memory here, unbeaten 182 in that test match that you won, that must be something that's on the back of your mind. And you too would want to continue to build on your good form in this series.
Yeah, I think every test match you go into, you want to contribute to help win games of cricket for your team. So it's another opportunity for us to take another step forward as a side. It's obviously a big occasion for us, a big game for us, and we're all really looking forward to it. So there's a few cracks in this wicket. Hopefully over the course of the game it breaks up and works in our favour that we're batting first.
And in terms of your playing 11, just confirmation?
Overton comes in for Fisher.
Thank you very much, Joe. Go well, all the very best.
Thank you.
And there you have it, the news from out in the middle. The West Indies have won the toss and they've decided to bowl first.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Goffey. Goffey, don't go anywhere because you're opening things up with Neil Manthorpe. Good morning, Neil.
Morning, Mark.
You well? Enjoy your sandwiches?
Very good, thank you. Yeah, all set. And just hoping that your instincts about the pitches are wrong. not that I wish you to be wrong often, but let's hope that there is some spice. As you said, it's known as the Spice Island. and growing season all year round, and there is grass, live grass on the pitch, which is an absolute delight. And perhaps Craig Overton will be able to gain the kind of lavish movement off the seam that has made him so productive and successful for Somerset over the years, taking his wickets at 17 and 15 in the last 2 years. Kemar Roach then to bowl the first delivery to Alex Lees. Three slips in place, thick outside half of the bat, and it is fielded by the new man, Kyle Mayers, at backward point. Roach again up to the crease, bowls, nice in-swinger. Zach Crawley drives it down the ground. We could have the first boundary of the innings here, past mid-on and into the boundary now. Lovely push drive. Just a lovely shot, and Zach Crawley is one of the better exponents of it. Four runs, nine without loss.
He is indeed, just a little bit full, bowling at the stumps, but for the life of me, I can't understand why to Zach Crawley you wouldn't have a straight, very straight mid-on. I think, and watching him play over the last couple of years, he is one of the best in the game in down the ground. You've got to have your mid-on as straight as you possibly can to him.
Here's Seals again. And that's cut firmly and up and over by Alex Lees. Will it make the boundary's edge? Not quite. Some nifty footwork. Isn't at all nifty in the end, because he kicks it over the rope. I think that's John Campbell, isn't it? Jermaine Blackwood, one of the two. Jermaine Blackwood, yeah. He really should have. In the modern age of the game, you'd see most fielders slide and stop that. But his footwork wasn't even good enough for Harry Kane to knock it in the back of the net.
Yeah, I don't think football was his strong suit there growing up after watching.
It was a poor pass.
Poor pass.
Here he comes again, and he both bangs it into the pitch, and Lees does really well. He just stays calm and sort of jab pulls it in front of square over the infield. It races to the boundary. That's a very different Lees from the one we saw in Barbados, who was rendered strokeless in the first innings and not far from it in the second innings. That was a good shot.
I've not been that impressed with Alex Lees so far. It's early days. He's only played a couple of test matches. You have to give players time to find their feet when they move up a level. But his batting has looked a little ponderous to me. And I don't mean necessarily the rate at which he scores his runs. I mean his footwork, his general footwork and sharpness at the crease.
I mentioned the fact that Kyle Mayers does get a bit of swing. If there is any around, and I suppose that was the reason that he's getting a really pretty early go, bowling the 11th and 13th overs. But Alzari Joseph might be thinking that he perhaps would have been expecting to be a little higher in the pecking order than Kyle Mayers. And that one is driven and caught by Brathwaite at extra cover. Mayers makes the breakthrough, an innocuous delivery outside the off stump, which Zach Crawley tried to drive through the offside, and the lack of pace, and was he through the shot too early? But he's hit it straight to Craig Brathwaite, who takes a simple catch, and Crawley is gone. Others, this is a non-shaving tour for you, isn't it?
Do you mean I'm only here as a writer?
they're few and far between for you these days, non-shaving tours.
Yes, no, it's quite nice to be able to dress down and come to the cricket in shorts and a T-shirt.
It's the right place, isn't it? There's the right venue for a non-shaving tour. You don't have to shave for radio either.
Mayers makes his way back to his mark. Ball in his left hand, gives it a quick polish on his left butt cheek, and then transfers it into the right and goes. Oh, he's nicked off Joe Root. He has nicked off the England captain. Slightly wide on the crease. This one pitches on off stump and nips away from him. The two previous ones have come back in, and it's a fine edge through to Josh De Silva. And Kyle Mayers is wrecking England's top order here. 29 for two.
The man with the golden arm has a knack for getting wickets, a knack for getting big wickets. And no wicket is bigger than this one. The captain, the England captain, Joe Root, on the back of two magnificent centuries in the previous two test matches, goes this time without scoring, caught wicketkeeper Joshua De Silva bowl Kyle Mayers. And what an introduction he's been into this test match for the first time in the series, picking up the big fish.
Here he comes again. Oh my goodness me. That was left alone by Alex Lees, and it nipped back so far, like, I think 2 feet. It probably went over off stump or past the corner of it.
Yeah, just watching the replay here, it's just, and it's off the seam as well. Bit of swing, but off the seam, and it's gone. Well, not at right angles, but not far from it. Yeah. Over middle stump.
Yeah, it went over middle, not off. It came back very much like a spinner on a worn pitch.
Worn on a worn pitch, exactly right.
Amazing amount of movement for a ball bowled at that speed. He waits again, hands slightly apart on the bat. Now he thick edges it where Gully ought to be. And it runs down to third man and indeed into the boundary. So that's the problem with the bob each way. When you put that fielder into a sort of fourth slip position, they don't have two in a gully, they have two and a fourth. And it's gone through gully in the air for four. Truth is, West Indies, that's out, that has to be, isn't it, LBW? Yes, the finger, the dreaded finger. Dan Lawrence is going to talk to his mate to see if he can review this, but it's so hit him so full. I don't think there's a review in it. It's hit him too full. Review it he does, because that's what they do.
Pitching outside off, impact in line, wickets hitting. Martin ready to go back on field to Joe. Joe, you can stay with your original out decision. You're on screen, signal now.
Joel Wilson proven right. Up goes the finger again, and as we feared, Dan Lawrence really shouldn't have been reviewing that. He's used up one for the others. AD goes for England in strife here on the first morning in Grenada, put into bat by Craig Brathwaite. The score's 46 for three, Matt.
Lees comes forward to Joseph, and that's steered away to the captain at cover, and there is no run there. End of the over, and indeed the end of the session. The West Indies winning the toss and choosing to have a bowl first. They may or may not have been hoping or expecting for more assistance for their bowlers, but tell you what, they'll be very, very pleased with their morning's work. They've been disciplined, and batting has been pretty hard work. It's been a little stodgy at times, but there is definitely, there's, yeah, I think Matt Pryor will be able to give me his view in a moment, but I would imagine the bowlers will be satisfied that their efforts are being a little more rewarded than they were in Antigua and Barbados. There seems to be something in it. We've seen some seam movement, haven't we? A little bit of up and down bounce, not much pace, but yeah, West Indies, certainly their session.
Exclusive international cricket live, the West Indies versus England on Talk Sport 2.
Kemar Roach is on his way, and he's running in from the river end, pushed away by Ben Stokes up towards mid wicket. And there's no run, it's gone straight to the fielder. Is he the river end or the Darbo end?
That's a good question. I don't. He's at the far end from where I am. I'm not sure which end it is.
Well, you're in the media centre, so that must be the Darbo end.
Okay, that's where he's coming from.
From memory. Tell you what, if the other three or four frontline bowlers are keeping it tight, Alzari Joseph is short pulled, and it's gone straight back to the bowler. He's mistimed it completely. Alzari Joseph takes a simple return catch, back of a length, pull shot from Stokes, either off the splice or the toe end of the bat, one or the other, because it's gone back to the bowler with no pace on it whatsoever. And Ben Stokes is shaking his head in disbelief. He will feel that's a soft wicket, but Alzari Joseph, he doesn't care what kind of wicket it is. It's a wicket, and England are 53 for four.
Well, it's a big wicket, and it's the England vice-captain, Ben Stokes, and it was actually a better catch than you might imagine. When you look at that replay, you just see it spoon very gently back to Alzari Joseph. Ben Stokes looking to pull the ball, and he came off the splice straight back to the bowler. But when you see a batsman play such an aggressive shot like that, it's easy for the bowler to think that the ball is going to come back at him quickly, and actually it just looped ever so gently. So he did well not to panic and just keep his eyes on it and snaffle it. And that's a big moment for Alzari Joseph. I mentioned that he's been a little low on confidence because he's had nothing particularly to work with in the first two games. But he's just looking as though he's running in with a bit more belief now, and that wicket will have done him the world of good. And it's just given West Indies a glimpse here of the lower middle orders. Bairstow joins Lees, Folkes in next, and then the the bowlers, so it's a good morning for West Indies so far.
Here is Droughts again. There's another appeal for a catch behind, and the finger's gone up. Alex Lees has edged it this time. England in all sorts of trouble at 53 for 5. Roach has done for Alex Lees again, as he did twice in the first test match. And you could see that Lees was in doubt. Is he going to swing it? Which way is he going to swing it? Is it the straight honour? And Michael Atherton, that is a massive, massive wicket. And the West Indies, they've got England 53 for 5.
Yeah, excellent bowling from Kemar Roach, who's had a bit of success, as you say, against Alex Lees, in particular from the angle round the wicket. That's where he got him twice in Antigua. He's looked very likely again after lunch from this angle round the wicket. I suspect Lees might have nicked the 1-2 balls ago, but we haven't seen a replay yet of it. But there was absolutely no doubt about that one. It was a ball of slightly shorter length than the 1-2 balls before, but a big sound as it went through to Josh De Silva. So 53 for 5. England in a real spot of bother. Ben Foulkes just walking out now to join Johnny Bairstow. So both batsmen on naught. Wickets tumbling after lunch. And West Indies fast bowlers with their tails up, really, for the first time in the series.
Joseph again beats him, nicks it. Yes, he does. Johnny Bairstow's a goner as well. England are in free fall in Grenada.
They sure are. This was a timid defensive shot from Johnny Bairstow, who got one that zipped previously. This one just held its line. It didn't really fly through. Josh De Silva took it down ankle height, really, but it's more success for Alzari Joseph, who after a difficult tour is just full of confidence now. And Bairstow, he's also gone none off three balls, 53 for 6. England in disarray after lunch here in Grenada, and they have just got to scramble a score now, try and keep themselves competitive on first innings, scramble to 150, 70 if they can with some lower order runs, but it seems a long way away right now.
Well, good to hear my old captain Michael Atherton. I've not seen him for a while. Hope he's well and enjoying the Caribbean. But yeah, interested in it. 60 for 6. As soon as it just offers a little bit for the seamers, England technically come undone time and time again. If Joe Root doesn't come to the party, England crumble. Simple as that. Simple. You look at century makers for England over the past, what, two, three seasons? Look at Joe Root compared to anybody else.
The numbers on the... What number would you have wanted if you'd been a player in the days of numbers on their backs?
I did have... I'm not that old, Mark. I played number 8.
Did you?
Always number 8.
Why number 8?
I used to play there as a footballer. I was always number 8. Yeah. So I took it into cricket.
Number 8. What a strong midfielder or a old inside forward type of midfielder.
Midfielder, yeah.
All right.
And then Stuart Broad took over from me. He took 8 off me.
Okay.
Here's Jaden Seals in once again.
Gens Baldem! He's straight through. Ben Foulkes has cleaned up. Clean bowled by Jaden Seals, and England continue to lose wickets at a canter, 67 for 7. Well, another one goes. Sales, we've just been saying what talent they've got, the West Indies. He gets the ball in the right areas. This one just slanted into the right-hander, gets through the gate, and it's another one down for England. The West Indies are on fire in Spice Island. 67 for 7 here on TalkSport 2.
Overton on strike. Bowled him straight through with a nip backer. No problem for Kemar Roach. Pinpoint accurate, hits the seam. And that's too much for Overton to cope with. England 90 for 8.
Another one gone. This time Overton, and it just seems all a bit easy. Another one nips back. Yes, it moves. It swings slightly. Nips a bit. Nips into the stumps. But the defence, Overton, all he can do is sort of play around a straight front leg. Falls over. Of course, comes up. Pulls the face as if the ball's come down with grenades on it. But really, it's, you know, you've got to play the line, get in a strong position. Very easy sat here, I know, but very frustrating to watch at the moment. Craig Overton goes for 14. England now in big, big trouble. 8 down for 90.
Well, Craig, he kind of had a long look at the pitch, but he didn't play forward. You know what I mean? It was a full ball, and he just didn't go forward. He just stood in his crease and missed it.
This is it. You can pull faces all you want, but the ball's came in. That's what Kemar Roach has done all series. Got the ball to come back into the right-hander. You can't suddenly be mystified by that. He's not moved his feet, played around a straight front leg, sort of almost fell over in the process and got bowled.
Yep, that's a worry, and it's difficult, isn't it? We sit here and you know, you want to be upbeat. It's a privilege to cover cricket in any guise, whether radio, television, print. And you don't, with no interest in criticising people, but it's just a fact. England have not batted well, but it's difficult out there. And the point is, you've got to have a technique to fall back on, a method and a mind to cope. And England haven't seemed to have had today. Here's Roach, comes in to Leach. He does have a method and a mind, and he gets a single off a thick outside edge to, I suppose, a squarish gully is where it went through.
I think it's also very important to have a level of honesty in a dressing room, particularly an international dressing room. It's too easy to walk and go, oh, don't worry, mate, the pitch is doing too much. And that's why, really, I brought up that story about Rod Marsh, when he said very clearly, you're paid to keep good balls out. We're looking at the best batsman in England currently, or what we claim to be the best batsman in England right now. They've got to be able to find a way to do a job. And the reality is, if they can't, and whether that's technique or mental resilience, then they need to be better.
You guys, before you began your march to the summit, you guys were knocked over for 50-odd in Jamaica by the West Indies, and that was your moment of honesty, wasn't it? You all sat around and had to come to terms with exactly what you weren't achieving.
Exactly right, and it was, you know, led by Strauss and Flower, who was an interim coach at the time. We just refused to sit there and go, being bowled out for 51 is okay. And Flower even made the point, what do you guys want to do as an England cricket team? You're the one sat there with, you know, you're walking out with the jersey on. You should have the honour and respect for it. What, do you want to be number 7 in the world, or do you want to do something about this? And if we do want to do something about it, then there has to be honest feedback. And ultimately, we have to challenge each other seriously, seriously hard on the training ground. And, you know, as a group, the coaches and support staff, if you want to call it that, were there to push us as players as hard as we could be pushed, but also the players had to push each other. And it's something that we all signed up to. And that was really the moment that we were able to make strides forward. But it began with an honest conversation of where we were at. And that's a tough thing to do sometimes, to admit you're just not good enough.
Blackwood, again, quicker one, that is also short and wide and left alone by Jack Leach, the bespectacled English left-arm spinner, and he's tucked his bat under his left armpit, and the umpires have called time for the session, with Jack Leach safely negotiating his way to the tee break. 10 not out from 41 balls, and Chris Wokes 25 from 50 deliveries. England are 114 for 8. It's fair to say that despite this ninth wicket partnership of 24, the innings is still in disarray. I mean, we are very grateful to see some action. We didn't realise that England would collapse in quite the way that they have. 31 to Alex Lees and 25 not out from Chris Wokes. 14 from Craig Overton and 10 not out from Jack Leach, the only double-figure scores. And there's been some very, very presentable bowling from Kemar Roach, 2 for 29. Jaden Seals, 2 for 28. Kyle Mayers, 5 overs, 5 maidens, 2 for none. 114 for 8 at T.
Exclusive international cricket live. The West Indies versus England on Talk Sport 2.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom,
like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Exclusive International Cricket Live, the West Indies versus England on Talk Sport 2.
Yes, and it looked like we might have even had a wicket first ball of the evening session. It's Jaden Seals bowling and Chris Wokes wrapped on the pad. So, listeners just tuning in, well, if you were to have caught the final two overs of the afternoon session with a part-time leg spinner at one end and a part-time off spinner at the other, 53 overs gone in the day, and England batting, you would, if you didn't know the score, maybe have assumed that the new ball was what the West Indies were looking for, is that Seals is in again on the stumps of Chris Wokes, who has a half-hearted drive at the ball and is comprehensively beaten. Off stump, peg back, middle stumps, taking a tumble. And West Indies have done what West Indies did at the start of the afternoon session, and that is make an immediate breakthrough. It's Chris Wokes who's gone, England's second top scorer, but he has been bowled for 25, and the tone continues in this evening session with England losing their ninth wicket, 114 for 9. Darren Goff, here we go again.
Well, this is what we talked about using the facilities, bowling straight, bowling at the stumps. And there's been a few had their stumps knocked out during today's play. 114 for 9 here on TalkSport 2. It's been a disciplined performance from the West Indies and not so disciplined from England. And that's been the way of the day. The run rate's at 2.14. It was a decent afternoon session of scoring runs. But when it comes down to it, the West Indies have dominated this first day so far.
Goffey, can I ask you, the tail has been batting slightly better. Obviously, Leach has faced 41 balls. Do you think the pitch has evened out a little bit as the day's gone on, or maybe the softer ball hasn't reacted to it as much? Or do you think that the tail just were a little bit more careful? I mean, I say that watching Chris Wokes's very uncareful shot there.
Well, a terrible shot, wasn't it? I mean, there was nothing to do with the pitch there. It was just a pitched-up delivery, an half volley. He's gone nowhere on the crease. He's walking into it, and he's just missed a straight one. But I think it will be something too with the ball getting a little bit older. But I think what we've seen in this pitch is not so much sideways movement. There's been a little bit, but it's been more two-paced than up and down.
You were saying, Goffey, and I was going to ask a very similar question. We've seen, certainly in the first Test match, England lost a bundle of wickets at the top of the innings, but conditions eased. But it's that variable bounce which has been evidenced from the outset, actually. You noticed it very, very early on. There's no indication that that's going to change anytime soon, and indeed when the West Indies come out to bat.
No, you're right. Joe Root did say that the tosses, but he thinks it will get uneven as the game goes on. But let's not take away, but I've said it a few times now, but the West Indies, this has been a very, very disciplined performance from a side that ain't got express pace, but they've been disciplined in their lines and lengths. The field settings have been good, and they've attacked the stumps, and they've got England at 114 for 9. They win the toss. It was a brave decision to bowl. Not many captains would have chosen that, because it wasn't going to be seaming all over and damp and wet. But it was a brave decision. They put England in, especially if you looked at the first two Test matches where they've struggled to bowl each other out, and they've got them 114 for 9. So you've got to say it's brave, but the right decision.
And look, Joe, we've had 10 days of cricket here on TalkSport 2, 10-hour days essentially, and it's been hard fought. If England essentially lose this series because of a couple of dodgy sessions, I mean, they're going to be absolutely kicking themselves.
But this is what England do, though, isn't it, Matt? I mean, be honest, it's adapting to the conditions is what England have done poorly now for a few years since we've started to slide down the table, and that's why we've only won one test match out of the last 16, because soon as it does something different, we have bad sessions, we get skittled, or we can't bowl the tail enders out, they smack us all over for 10 to 15 overs. And that's why we're in the position we're in.
And essentially England won two tosses. They put themselves into to position. Obviously lost quick wickets in the first test match, but we're in the ascendancy for much of the second. But West Indies, you know, they've been behind both games. They've batted them both out when under pressure. And now it's their turn to win the toss, their turn to put pressure on England. And unfortunately, England have not shown the resolve the West Indies have had.
And we spoke at before play, actually, about the habit of winning, but unfortunately you can also get the habit of losing, and right now that's what England have, as Goffey rightly just mentioned. You know, it's almost the hope that kills you. They give you a session, even in Australia there was a couple of sessions where you think, yeah, could we do it, and then suddenly just chuck it away within an hour or a session or a day. And this is, you know, we want to be upbeat, we want to be positive. I don't want to be sitting here on day one, halfway through day one, thinking England have lost the series. But I don't know how you come back from 117 for 9. That, you know, the first hour when we lose this last wicket, the first hour, realistically, you have to take 3, 4, 5 wickets. And Goffey will tell you, knows better than anyone, putting that pressure on any bowling lineup, no matter how good you are, is a lot of pressure, let alone an unproven bowling lineup.
Hold it is in, Fuller and driven by Leach. And you could just pick up the sounds of the crowd. I think the English fans enjoyed that. And I dare say a few of the local ones too. Beautiful on drive, or off drive actually, from Jack Leach. Takes him to 29, and he's at 3 away from being the innings top scorer.
What a shot this is. What a shot this is. Forget playing him at home as a bowler. Play him as a batsman. And we were going. No, that was a beautiful shot. Overpitched. West Indies are sort of trying everything. Gone for the full ball. But it was belted down the ground beautifully.
Kyle Mayers continues, and that's a wide half volley and dropped at cover by Brathwaite, by Campbell, who dives to his right. Wide half volley, and credit, hey, to Harmy to Saqib Mahmood, because he didn't hold back on the drive.
No, it was a wide half volley. He's thrown the kitchen sink at it, blinked it a little bit, bottom of the bat. And it wasn't a bad effort from Campbell. He's dived full stretch to his right, but wasn't been able to get hold of it.
Oof. He really has given that a proper thump. Here's Kyle Mayers again. Saqib Mahmood down the wicket now. He's launched it over long on, straight over the boundary for 6. I don't know who flicked the green light for Saqib Mahmood to do this, Harmy, but it was over and a half ago, wasn't it? And he suddenly thought, it's time to score some runs.
Yep, there's one coming with my name on it. I'm going to get a few. It's a good time to have a bowl. I'm going to try and chance me arm. And that was in the slot. That was in a tail ender's slot. Good length, just around off stump, giving yourself a chance to get your arms free, and Saqib Mahmood didn't miss out.
Here's Brathwaite again, and forward comes Jack Leach, pushing it to cover. Oh, there's going to be no run out. Oh my goodness me, there was a massive mix-up there. The applause is for the 50 partnership between these two, and that's a brilliant, brilliant effort. There was almost a terrible mix-up. There was a yes, no, sorry, as the batsmen crossed. But well done to them, and they deservedly have a wee glove punch to celebrate.
The amazing thing is there, the footage we've just seen is, but you've got all the team in there on the whites on the balcony. Expecting what 40 minutes to go for it to be out in the field, and they're still sat there in the whites.
Enthusiastic applause though, wasn't there, from the
longest warm up from Wokes ever. We're stretching in the dressing room now for 45 minutes.
At least we found our opening pair for the next test match.
Leach and Mahmood. It's got a ring to it, hasn't it?
As Mahmood will take a 4 from the outside edge of the bat, flies all the way along the ground between third slip and gully. It was a missed shot, and moral victory to the bowler, because the ball certainly didn't go where Mahmood intended it to. But four more runs to England as they creep towards 200, Darren Goff.
And he's past Jack Leach now. Bit of a competition between number 10 and 11. He's gone on to 39. Mahmood, impressive with the ball in Barbados, especially the second innings. And now he's doing his job for England with a bat.
76 runs his partnership now. Wide, flashed by Leach. Up and over. And he'll pick up another four runs. He goes back past Mahmood. And moves into the 40s. 41 to Leach, 39 to Mahmood. The partnership of 80. And it was pitched up and Leach went through with the shot. Up and over point and away for a boundary.
Alzari Joseph in once again. Full and straight and driven by Mahmood. Down the ground for four through mid-off, and that brings up the 200. Honestly say, that is one of, if not the, most unlikely 200 I've seen in Test cricket, Matt Prior.
Absolutely astonishing, remarkable, and a fantastic shot by Shakib Mahmood here. I think the West Indies getting stuck into him a little bit just before that ball, hearing on the stump mic, and that's the best retort you can give. Full flash of the blade, straight drive, back past the bowler. Not quite back past the bowler, but good enough, certainly. Out the middle. 200 up for England. Can you believe it?
No, not really. I can't. I can't.
As Mahmood is down the track and smashes Jermaine Blackwood down the track for a four. Couple of bounces. And Mahmood moves to 49. One run away from a 50, and he has just edged on to his own stumps. Can you believe it? Blackwood with the breakthrough in the final over of the day, what has turned out to be the final delivery. One ball after a glorious straight drive for four. Mahmood plays deep in his crease and inside edges onto his own stumps. Mahmood's bowled for 49. England are bowled out for 204.
That's about as bad a wicket as you will see in Test match cricket. Blackwood, who's trying to bowl a quicker one outside off stump, has dragged it short, and he's so slow that it's just dribbled low. And Mahmood tried to back foot cover drive it and got it off the toe of the bat because of how low and slow it was, and somehow managed to drag it back onto his stumps. He could have dragged that anywhere. That is the exact way that partnership should have finished.
And that is exactly how that day should have finished as well. England have been bowled out, but they've got a score on the board. They have lurched to 67 for 7, recovered of sorts. Bowled out, the final over of the day for 204.
Roach again up to the crease, bowls. Nice in-swinger. Zach Crawley drives it down the ground. We could have the first boundary of the innings here. And that one is driven and caught by Brathwaite at extra cover. Mayers makes the breakthrough. And Crawley is gone.
Looks a good day for batting, actually. I'm about to make way for Samuel Badry, I think, who is busily making notes. And Butch is on the horizon as well. So I'll leave it to you, Manners. I'll catch you later.
Transfers into the right and goes. Oh, he's nicked off Joe Root. He has nicked off the England captain. And Carl Mayers is wrecking England's top order here. 29 for 2.
The man with the golden arm has a knack for getting wickets and knack for getting big wickets.
Truth is, West Indies.
That's out. That has to be, isn't it? LBW. Yes, the finger, the dreaded finger.
Alzari Joseph in short, pulled, and it's gone straight back to the bowler. He's mistimed it completely. And Ben Stokes is shaking his head in disbelief. Here is Roach again. There's another appeal for a catch behind. And the finger's gone up. Alex Lees has edged it this time. England in all sorts of trouble at 53 for 5.
England in a real spot of bother.
Joseph again beats him, nicks it. Yes, he does. Johnny Bairstow's a goner as well. England are in free fall in Grenada.
53 for 6. England in disarray.
Here's Jaden Seals in once
again. Bowled him. He's straight through. Ben Foulkes has cleaned up. 67 for 7.
Well, another one goes.
The numbers on the... What number would you have wanted if you'd been a player in the days of numbers on their backs?
I did have... I'm not that old, man. I played number 8.
Overton on stride. Bowled him. Straight through him. A nip backer.
No problem for Kemar Roach. Pinpoint accurate, hits the seam. And that's too much for Overton to cope with. England 90 for 8.
England now in big, big trouble.
Seals is in again on the stumps of Chris Wokes, who has a half-hearted drive at the ball and is comprehensively beaten. 114 for 9. Darren Goff, here we go again.
Holder again. That's a great shot by Jack Leach. I'm going to move that up to the shot of the day now, just because it's Jack.
What a fantastic shot this is from Jack Leach.
Here's Kyle Mayers again. Shakib Mahmood down the wicket now. He's launched it over long on, straight over the boundary for 6. Oh, my goodness me. There was a massive mix-up there. The applause is for the 50 partnership.
At least we found our opening pair for the next test match. Leach and Mahmood. It's got a ring to it, hasn't it?
76 runs this partnership now. Wide, flashed by Leach. Up and over, and he'll pick up another 4 runs. He goes back past Mahmood.
Alzari Joseph in once again, full and straight, and driven by Mahmood down the ground for 4 through mid-off, and that brings up the 200.
200 up for England. Can you believe it?
No, not really. I can't.
One run away from the 50, and he has just edged on to his own stumps. Can you believe it? Mahmood's bowled for 49. England are bowled out for 204.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.